There we did it.
Okay, should we start all over again? Did we lose our train of thought?
Okay, we're talking about the Chesterfield, why don't we start with that and then go back later?
Okay, all right, all right. I don't know, the one girl that I, at the factory I worked, she fellas took me all around and, she was hanging around down to the Chesterfield, and that's where I, you know, met a few girls on there, but I, you know, I didn't bother with them, I just talked with them and stuff, and, but, like I said, when I was younger, I used to hang around with, you know, a few of the hookers that were home on a funny farm, and, I don't know, we'd have a couple drinks and stuff, I'd drive them to their apartments or whatever have you, and I'd take their car, and, or we'd go away for weekends, which, you know, if they were, they had no connections, no ties, you know, or other women in the area either had boyfriends or married or something like this, and, you know, we couldn't just take off and go away for a weekend or something, and, and I felt they were freer, you know, they could do whatever they wanted, and that's what I wanted to do, you know, spur, just take off and go, we'd do this, and, I don't know, I got along good with them, and, in fact, some of the guys would always approach me like I was a pimp or something, you know, say, well, we're so-and-so, you know, I said, yeah, I don't know, why don't you go get her, you know, so I'd drive their cars, and, you know, go get them and stuff, and then I got a reputation around town that I was going out with the guys, where actually I was going out with the guy's car, sure, to get women for them, you know. You know, that is, I didn't care about that anyway, but.
So where was it, Chesterfield? Is that,
Oh, golly, what the heck street? Was that Mohawk Street?
In Buffalo?
Yeah, it was.
Mohawk and Buffalo.
Mohawk and, golly, Washington, between Washington and Ellicott. Right by, A&A's. Is that Mohawk Street? Right on the corner there?
Mohawk's the down around there, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of those streets there, anyway.
So it was pretty much down.
Yeah, downtown.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's there. I think they have a warehouse. Yeah, I think they have a warehouse there now.
So you're from Northern New York.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you talk about coming to Syracuse again?
Oh yeah, when I was 15,
your first job.
Yeah, I quit school when I was 15, and I ran away and went to Syracuse and worked there for a while. And I still didn't feel comfortable there either, you know. Even though I had, you know, went away with two other girlfriends of mine, and we all got the job in the same factory down there, but I still wasn't comfortable. So finally I went home again and stayed there for a couple of years and worked around there, and I don't know, I just couldn't find where I fit in, you know, where I belonged or anything, so. And I ended up coming to Buffalo when I was 19, and I worked in the factory, and then I started associating with other people that I felt that we had something in common, you know. Like working on cars and, you know, changing tires and not afraid of getting dirty and things of this nature. And I don't know.
Did you do any reading?
No, not much.
Was there anything to read up in Northern New York? Or?
No, believe it or not, I wasn't into reading too much. Yeah. I was too busy, you know, fishing and
having fun.
Yeah, you know, starting hitting the bars and, you know, drinking.
So you didn't go through the hitting a library experience?
No.
Did you have a name for liking women or wanting to be with women? When did you sort of figure out, when did you come across a name, say lesbian or homosexual?
When I came to Buffalo, I mean, you know, I knew I was different, you know, and odd, and but I didn't know what, and I didn't know what was expected of me or, you know, or what the heck the game was, you know, I didn't know if I was even going to fit into that, you know.
What year was, you were 19 when you came to Buffalo, what year was that?
59.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you're an old one. Okay. What are the bars? How long did the Chesterfield,
Well, it wasn't really a gay bar, it was half and half, you know, and, oh, let me see from the, I can't even remember some of the bars. Casablanca, I believe, was one of the bars that was on Niagara.
Casablanca.
Let me see. There was one behind City Hall. I can't remember the name of it. I think it was Club 141. Oh, and I went to the club, oh yeah, the Club 132, which was on Genesee and, Ellicott, I believe, right on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I only went in there on a couple occasions, and that bar closed down, so
There's something on the, I noticed it when I was in high school. Well, I noticed it about 1970, which is not very long ago. Machines, there was on Niagara Square, there was something that had
Yeah.
It was burned out, and I went past it, and I asked my father what it was, and he didn't know, or he wasn't saying. I later figured it out, but by the time I knew what it was burned out.
What was the name of that bar? I can't remember it now. I know where in fact, yeah.
It was on Delaware.
It was on Delaware, right, that was a parking lot there now. No, yeah. City Court.
City Court?
City Court, yeah. I can't remember the name of it, isn't that weird?
So that was a bar?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that was a wild bar, let me tell you. That was really wild.
Well, what was,
In fact, it had to be before 1970.
Did it?
It had to be around 64, 65 that it first opened up,
mm-hmm.
And it wasn't open that long.
Hmm.
So it must have been vacant all those years.
Maybe.
Because I know the cops came in and busted it.
Yeah.
Because some of the guys that who wanted it were living there, and I guess the upstairs wasn't quite kosher or whatever. Were you going to lose or something, you know?
The guys who go upstairs.
I guess what happened is it was too close to downtown. It was because it was right on Delaware.
Yeah, it's a pretty big, busy section.
Yeah. The athletic club was right across the street. I don't think they kind of liked it too well.
The politicians
coming out of there and seeing the thing, it's going the other way.
That was probably one of the conspicuous locations.
Sure.
Most conspicuous.
I don't know, I like the Shadows myself. I thought that was a kind of a plush bar that was on Virginia and Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
It was really a nice bar.
Was that
that was recent?
Well,
it started out as a man's bar, and then the women took over. And golly, I can't even remember what year that was. It had to be about
late 60s.
No, it had been in 74, I would imagine. 73, 74.
I could have used them.
You could use it then, huh? And I've never seen that.
I was at college and out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd come back for the summer and there wasn't, nothing going on that I could tell.
At the villa on Main Street, which...
I walked in there once.
That was really a guy.
Yeah, fun there, didn't see him. There wasn't anybody there. I don't know.
Every time we go, they always had fun, it seems.
Well, that's the old one. You've been to the new villa.
Yeah.
They moved across the street.
Uh-huh.
The
villa's pretty much dead now, right?
No, uh-huh. I think it's really alive. In fact, some of the girls are starting to go there, I guess, now.
Uh-huh.
Right now they're going to Mean Alice's.
Yeah, I heard the switch was... sort of from Ricardo's,
mm-hmm.
Turning over that way. I'm kind of scared that we might lose Ricardo. I don't know.
I think we definitely are.
Mm-hmm. What, losing a bar?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good thing, boss.
Well, it's better than zip.
Well,
just for him. Well, the downtown manor, do you know much about what went with that?
It seemed that
the gay guy who owned it.
Gay
man.
I don't know, I think that, I don't think many girls patronize a bar during the week. They're mostly weekenders, you know. And it's hard to keep a bar open, you know, just for the girls, because you die during the week, you know. And on Fridays, Saturdays, unless the only, if you can't make it on Fridays and Saturdays, you ain't gonna make it. Because, you know, first of all, I don't think they spend that much money, or they don't want to spend that much money on bars during the weekdays and save it up for the weekend. And I don't think, I think that women don't make as much money, first of all.
Yeah.
And, it's kind of hard financially to enjoy all the good things in life, you know, whatever you decide are the good things in life, but...
Mm.
I think the old guy patronized the straight bars in the neighborhood.
Well, it was kind of tough, because I remember the Coral Club. Golly, that's going back to about 63. Coral Club, which was on Michigan, and that was in Virginia, and that was a tough part of town. Well, first of all, it was a straight bar. And this one guy started bartending over there, and he started to bring me, he says, well, come on down, you know. Excuse me. And so some of the kids started going down there, right? So the straight guys that were in there sure as hell didn't want all these dykes coming in. Because when I first came out, you were a bull dyke.
Yeah.
You know, or you were a femme, whichever, and I just happened to fall into the bull dyke. You know, and
couldn't hack the heel.
I couldn't walk it up, damn it. I'd have been more popular if I could have. And I guess fortunately I missed the fights, but there was about for 3 or 4 weekends in a row, there was constantly fights, and I mean fights, beer bottles flying, you know, a few knives here and there, and, you know, to take over the bar, in other words.
Between the woman and
the
men.
Yeah, between the bull dykes and the straight men. So there's a woman
that all the fight.
this is what we had to contend with. This is the way we took over a bar in those days. You know, you just were, you know, in fact, you never went out by yourself. You'd always go with, you know, 4 or 5 and go in the bar, you know, to protect each other. I mean, you know. And finally we took the bar over and it opened up and they left us alone. And then there was another one, I think it was in the next block. It was called the Key Club. It, what the hell? Club. So then it took my tongue.
Oh.
I don't know, it was known as a key club all over. And you had a key, and you would enter the first door with the key. And then there was this real bull dyke, which you wouldn't even know she was a girl, right? Mm-hmm. Was standing on the second door, and she'd look through the peephole to see if she recognized you, and then she would let you in the second door. And you'd go in, and I don't think they ever had a liquor license. So you wouldn't go in, you know, then you'd order your, you know, your drinks and everything. And then there was a lighting system in the back. And when this light would go on, whatever you had in front of you, you had it down, you know. And then the waitress would come and clean up the tables real quick, and then the cops would come in and look it over, and they just, you know, like a social club. So they'd leave. But this one night, they came in, and they, you know, busted their way through it. Evidently, they got a key for the outside door first, mm-hmm. and they got in. And they arrested everybody that was in there, and they took their names down. But I guess they only took the ones that were in charge of the working for the establishment, they took them to jail. And the one bullback that was at the door, you know, she was tall and thin and stuff. So they grabbed her and threw her in a paddy wagon, and she's got a tux on, right? Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't even know she had boobs, right? And she says, "Get your hands off me, I'm a lady." It was the most funniest thing you ever seen, you know. The cop looked at it, you know, and he just couldn't believe it, you know. So they took them all off the jail. And I don't know what the hell they got on that. I think they only got a fine on that. And so that closed that bar down.
So you don't think it had a liquor license?
No, I don't think it did, you know. And let me see, that was exciting. In fact, my God, that might have been 1960. It could be, because because I wasn't with anybody yet, and I started going with this one girl when I was 21. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't with anybody yet, so.
So you're kind of, single as it goes.
Yeah, just observing, and I didn't know what really was happening yet.
Do you have any experiences like before that?
No, believe it or not, I never went to bed with anybody before my first girl.
Monogamous?
I was shy. Huh? I was really basically very, very shy. I really basically am very shy yet. But I'm trying to overcome it.
We're talking now. Before we started the tape about the group get together pretty much every Sunday.
Well, you know, it got to the point where, I mean, you go in a bar and you spend a buck for a damn bottle of beer. I mean, it just doesn't make sense, you know. Mm-hmm. When you can, you know, buy a
six-pack.
Good idea. And it, you know, I figured, why should everybody spend the money when they can, you know, go to somebody's house and, you know, just buy a couple Jenny Packs or whatever and sit around and bullshit or just drink coffee if that's the case, because there are many occasions that I've gone out that I didn't even want to drink. But you know, you don't know where else to go to socialize, to meet somebody or to be with people of your own, you know, that you can talk freely with and be yourself. And, it worked out pretty good, and it's coming summer now, and I hope, you know, to do other things this summer besides, you know, sit in the house and bullshit, but I like to go out and, you know, for the beaches and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that's what we used to do, to think back, when this, we used to go to the Windmill Quarry, a whole gang, and on the weekends, go Friday night and not come back till Sunday night and rent a tent. And it's the funniest thing, we used to rent this great big gigantic tent that nobody knew how to put it up, you know, how to erect it. So we just used to string it over cars, and if the cops came, you know, we figured we had to have a shelter over our head, so, you know. And, you know, because you can't just drink in the open in Canada. I don't know if the laws have changed.
They were probably
since.
Gassed before they get there.
You know?
There
must have been at least 30 of us there one Saturday night, and then some of them would leave and come to the bars that used to hang at the Eagle at the time, which was on Washington, almost to South Park. So that would be Scott Street, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the girls would come into the bars, and then when the bars closed, they'd go back to the campsite that we had at Windmill Quarry, and, you know, everybody would take cases of beer over and or a bottle, and we'd swim, you know, and eat, you know, get food and drink, and, you know, just have a good time. In fact, we had the one whole area of the quarry.
Need these. Just meaning for probably most of the people you met from the bars.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean that's all I've ever associated with because that's all I ever went. I mean, you know, when I first came out, that was the only place to go. Was, you know, to meet anybody was the bars and
not much in the way of nothing in the way of
work. Really. I mean, you know, you couldn't join a
bridge.
You couldn't join a church organization, you know, or expect to find a fine there, you know. You know,
yeah.
And
you
I don't
sisters
know.
Of yours.
When I first came out, too, I mean, like, I'm talking about butches were really butches. I mean, you couldn't hardly tell the difference between a woman and a man. You know, in fact, a lot of them, you know, could pass for men. In fact, I know a few that, you know, did pass for men, and in fact, still do. You know, and
well, that's convenient for one thing.
Yeah, you don't have to put up with the hassle of everything, yeah. And
I keep getting taken for a guy. It's,
I used to. That's why I let my hair grow a little longer, you know.
Yeah.
Sure. I guess I don't have enough energy to fight.
To
fight.
Call Sunny.
Tell me what you used to do.
What I used to
with your hair.
Oh yeah, DA. You know, used to grease it down, you know, with the duck's tail, and yeah.
That's
really.
How lucky they were.
Really, really, really. You know, black leather jackets and you know the whole scene. Well, we had a few popular.
What would a friend be?
Normal.
Normal.
Right.
I guess normal for the times would be like stockings.
Yeah, you know.
And
yeah, or, you know, or even blue jeans or
mm-hmm.
not. I mean, you could tell a butch just by her hair, you know, and that was it. You know.
Yeah. If you were friendly, you had that long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This probably is it.
Stop and look at the same.
Sure, I can do. Yeah. So just keep on asking your questions. That's a girl with a baby.
Mm-hmm. No, looks like probably should be your father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh man, this is going back many years here, going through this box. Well, ask for
you ever unsure, you know, unsure of your choice, or you thought you'd want, you know, want to switch if you could?
No, believe it or not, I never had any inklings to do with that. That was a windmill base. To do with, I don't know, maybe these girls don't look so different than they look now, you know?
Yeah, that looks like typical 50s, 60s. Mm-hmm.
Although that hairdo of me isn't too bad. In fact, that's kind of recent, but
mm-hmm.
it's sort of a style that we were all getting into. I don't know. I feel you have to ask.
Okay, that's it. Yeah. So that never came up. I mean, it just came about that way. You didn't make any conscious choice one way or another.
No, because I always knew that I wanted. You know, after I discovered women.
Mm-hmm.
But here, this is probably the biggest bullseye picture of myself.
Yeah. Can you get through?
Your camera's it.
Mm-hmm. 62.
Okay. That's not so tough.
I'm proud of that.
Have you been elsewhere, other towns or?
Just visiting for a weekend. I think Rochester's very cold. The girls are very cold. They don't want to associate, socialize rather with anybody from other towns.
What do you think? They're more in couples or more in groups or?
I don't know. I never did get a chance to find out because they're very cold,
What, you don't talk to you?
Yeah, right.
You talk to them, they kind of look at you funny or something,
Yeah, they just want to answer you or answer you very...
Do you think the reverse situation would be true if somebody
came to Buffalo?
No.
I think they're very friendly here in Buffalo. It's probably why I stayed.
What would be your ideal living situation? Or do you have it? Living as a couple?
I have a spouse.
Commune or you ever envision group?
I could, but usually if you're with somebody, it seems that it doesn't work out. I think that's the ideal way to live. Be in a house and have, six, eight people live in it, if it's big enough and, for economy purposes, and I think it's good. It teaches you how to get along with other people, and how to confront problems easier, and you have somebody to talk with, and because I feel you always can't talk to the person that you're with because sometimes they just don't understand things as a friend would. A lover just seems to understand some things differently, and I think it's very healthy living with a group of people, but. Unfortunately, your best friend, I was off with your woman, it's always happened with me anyway. You meet somebody you like and make them out to be a buddy, and then all of a sudden your buddy and her is in bed, and then it's bye-bye,
How many women have you had long-term, a year?
She's my fifth now. Mm-hmm. First girl I went with for 6 years, I lived with her, and we had a decent relationship, but I was a little too selfish then, and I didn't understand this life, and I felt everything was for me, and I didn't share, probably, share my mental things with her, I didn't, long-term relationship, I didn't predict, well, we'll have a house together and we will do this. I was myself. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. See? I would never include her. And it got to the point where, she ran out with my best buddy at the time. My second girl was 2 years. And my third was 5 years. No, 4.5. Mm-hmm. And then that's 1, 2, 3. Then my fourth girl was 6 years. And we've been going together a year now, so I'm batting the average around 5.
Sounds very stable.
I don't necessarily believe in running around, free loving, like they say. I'm not into that. Maybe I can be later in life, but I don't feel I'm... Not right now, anyway. What the hell else you got to do? Get into it if you can.
There you go.
So when you two got together, did you plan things sort of from the start, or you were with each other for a while and you
went on? Yeah, I relationship. No, it's not for me. Not if you don't mind. I don't know. Ours was, I've never met anybody like I met her before. I met her in a bar. But it was different, except for the last girl I went with, I was pretty much a bulldike, and I mean bulldike in bed too, I wasn't, in other words, touchable, I don't know, did you want to get into this part of it or
what? If you're bulldike in bed, you would be doing
the love making
and instead of being
on the receiving end.
And
doesn't that mean less orgasm?
They used to say,
no, for some reason, a mental, I used to get enough mental satisfaction by satisfying a woman for some reason, you know. Then it got to the point where this one woman says, well, I'm just not going to accept that, you know, and she started venturing, and at first I said, you know, no, no, and then I said, well, why not? You know, and I got to enjoy it, right? You know.
I kind of get mad to getting more excited making love to somebody else than having...
Mm-hmm.
I tend to get bored. But I attribute it because, I tend to think they're newer at it than I am. I use that excuse. I don't know if that's an excuse or not.
Crutch. I don't know. It's, I think sex now is just, you know, right now I think I'm right at my peak for some reason. It's, you know, it's really great. It's a satisfaction that's more so than I've ever been satisfied in my life, you know, by being, I shouldn't swear, huh?
Go ahead.
Better than being the fucker, being the fuckee, you know, and, I don't know, I think it's very satisfying now, you know, where before I was just a little bit, I was tense just a little bit, and I didn't know, I couldn't recognize it, but after I start, you know, reaching really, I mean, physical climaxes rather than just mental.
Mm-hmm.
It got so that the feeling started, you know, it just went away, you know, that restlessness that was in me. And, mellowed me right out, you know.
I gather that women are at their sexual prime in their, you know, mid-30s. Right around there,
mm-hmm.
So things get a lot better.
We have something
left. hopefully we've taken this week with your sexual pride. have you thought of getting involved in any, felt any need to get involved in any women's community type stuff?
I belonged to a girl for a short period of time, but that got to be a drag because, God, I used to go every Friday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for about, I don't know, maybe 8 to 12 weeks. And all they got into was finances. And I felt, I didn't want this. I had my own financial problems at home, and, you know, figured them out, paying the bills was enough. And I wanted to talk to people, you know, about their problems, if they had problems that were similar in how they approached them and, you know, which way, you know, things should be done. You know, at that time, I was living with a woman that had two children, and sometimes we didn't know how to cope with them, or we didn't know we should tell them, because we weren't up front with them. And I was hiding and not being able to touch each other when the kids were around and stuff of this nature, and we didn't know which was the healthier way to do, you know, and so we, you know, we joined the grow and, to see other people's problems that had children, and, you know, for the little talking that we did on different occasions, it helped me to realize that other people had the same problem, and I was starting to feel guilty, you know, about, you know, not giving the kids the proper attention and stuff of this nature, but most of them came out to their kids, and they had a, you know, pretty damn good relationship, so.
Mm-hmm. So, one of your lovers had kids?
Yeah, not me.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I didn't suspect you. have you lost when this phenomenon of best friend sort of goes off with your lover? Do you still stay friends? Or
oh no, not normally.
Is there a cooling off period ever?
Well, this last girl, I mean, when we split up, it was more or less a mutual thing.
Mm-hmm.